Talking some Lady Tiger basketball here with head coach Steve Richmond of the Princeton Lady Tigers. I'm going to kind of refresh my memory here. I was there for the game, obviously, on Tuesday. That was a one-point loss, a difficult loss for Princeton to kind of stomach after that one, 54-53 to Putnam County. Princeton had a close loss to South Harrison last Thursday by 7, closer than that score might indicate. Lost to Northeast Nottoway on Saturday by 2. I'm seeing a trend here, Coach. You've been in a lot of close games, but for 3 games in a row, haven't been able to pull them out in the fourth quarter. I know that's something you want to change sooner than later.
Well, and the thing is about, you know, it's just simple things. It's not like the other team's just overwhelming us. We're not, he was at the game against Putnam County. We just didn't block out. We let them have way too many third and fourth and fifth shots so they score. And, you know, same kind of thing with Northeast Nottoway. I thought we did a pretty good job. You know, overall, defensively, we switched to a box and one and knew they had a shooter, you know, that could hit the three a little bit. But, you know, we left her wide open in the fourth quarter. We left her wide open 3 times in a row, and she buried 3 threes, and that's the difference in the ball game there. So we just small little things we've got to get corrected, and we will. You know, I think every coach will tell you have a stretch in your season. You start searching for answers, and sometimes as a coach, you start overthinking and overcoaching. I really think it's what I've done. We come in, get preparing for Putnam County. Instead of working on what we do well, we was worried at best about their pressure, and I spent half a practice or more just going over how to break the press, and instead of just making them relax and work on the things we do well. So I just think we're in a tough stretch of the season right now, and you know, the good thing is we're not getting blown out, so it's a situation where we just need to correct a couple small things. We'll be right back on track.
Yeah, it was an odd game on Tuesday night because from your perspective, I looked at that game, and I said, boy, Princeton did a lot of good things tonight. Addy was tremendous. You know, yeah, certainly you would like to have a little bit more scoring, a little bit more balanced scoring around Addy. But you were kind of hinting at this earlier with me that if you score 53 points against Putnam County, you feel like you have a good chance of winning that thing.
Well, I told the girls all the time, if you can hold other teams to 40, we're going to win a lot of ball games. And you know, if we hold teams to 50, we should win all of them. And you know, but again, we aren't going to win a lot of games like that game if we give up 5 and 6 offensive boards, and that's exactly the key. There wasn't anything else. We turned the ball over and did things that way, but we give, you know, they shot till they scored, and that's something we got to correct.
Yeah, and I also look back at that game, and I know that you recovered pretty quickly, but when you lose by 1, you kind of look back in and say, okay, what were the ebbs and flows of that game? And, you know, getting off to that start in the first 2 minutes where Putnam County hit a couple of threes, got up 8-0. You caught him and you got the lead, but you look at that at the end of the night, you go, boy, that might have cost us in the long run, too.
Well, and I think, you know, we talked earlier that you felt like Putnam played really well that night, and you know, I do, too. I don't think on a typical night they're going to come out and hit a bunch of threes on us, and they did that night. And, you know, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just poor defense or we just got bad luck right now, but we seem to get everyone's best punch right once in a while. And I think Putnam County played extremely well, and you know, I think we played average.
Now, other than, I know Maysville's kind of struggling a little bit, but even there, you know, they've been playing better of late. And we said coming into the season that there were going to be no easy nights. That if you're in a conference game, whether it's on your court or somebody else's court, it's probably going to be about 5-10-point game either way, and it's going to be a dogfight. And it's proven to be that way in the month of January.
It has, and you know, again, I think hopefully it'll make stronger going down the road. And you know, another couple games in, we'll start seeing the light at the end of the tunnel that, hey, season's getting to an end. And, you know, because January is always tough. Kids mentally, physically are fried. And, you know, even after our game with Putnam County, we had a really light practice yesterday and light-minded. We tried to make them have fun with it, did some shooting and you know, just some game stuff that was fun for them. And because I think we're just physically worn down right now. I know mentally we're worn down, so that happens in January. So what we've got to do is try to get them back on track mentally and you know, get them rested up physically to make the stretch run.
What were your thoughts on the game against South Harrison last Thursday, Coach? What kind of cost you in the end of that one, and just how do you feel like the girls played over the four quarters?
Again, we played them really good at our place the week before, and just playing them 5 nights later makes it kind of tough. But I think that game is real, real similar to the one we played at our place. I think we had opportunities to possibly win that we didn't. The 7-point spread was, like you said, it's a little bit misleading. I think it was a 2 or 3 point ball game, and they were on the free throw line and missed a free throw with 20-30 seconds to go, and we didn't get the board. We knocked it out of bounds to get the board. It gives them the ball back, and you have to foul. And so So I think we've just got to get the ball to bounce our way, and I don't want to even say it's luck. I think we've got to do some things a little bit better to get the ball bouncing our direction.
Sometimes hustle turns into luck too, doesn't it?
And it does. That's kind of what I was leading to. We just got to work harder, and we got to do things a little bit better, and you got to want it worse than they do, and that ball will start getting lucky your direction.
Now, I haven't seen Polo yet. I obviously wasn't at the Trenton Polo game on Tuesday doing your game. I know Polo and South Harrison are tied at the top. You're two games back with that loss now on Tuesday. Yeah, so you're looking to see what you can do here the rest of the month of January. Obviously, Gilman City tournament next week. I don't know how Polo and South Harrison compare to one another per se, but you know, I know this, going to Polo and playing there on Friday night, that's a big challenge for the Tigers, is it not?
Well, it is, and you know, I'm on my way to practice right now, and we're just going to work on things that we need to do to get better for not only Friday, but for the rest of the way out. We need to clean our offenses up. I don't know Friday if we really even run an offense clean, Tuesday against Putnam County. I don't think we run an offense clean the whole night, so we've got to go back in and clean up some of the stuff we do. And you know, we just want to go and compete. And you know, I think on any given night, anybody can beat anybody. So we're going to go out and play hard, and we're going to do the things we do best, and hopefully that'll be enough. You know, Polo's going to be a great team. They've showed they're 12-1 right now, or 13-1, and they're going to be good, and they do some things well. But you know, no one's unbeatable. We just got to go in and do our stuff well.
Yeah, Princeton's going to play North Harrison. Princeton 2-seed North Harrison, 7-seed Tuesday of next week. That's 7 o'clock game from the Gilman City tournament. Coach, as always, appreciate the time that you give us. Good luck tomorrow night against Polo. We'll hope to see you over at the Gilman City tournament next week.
All right, thank you very much.